When glistering Phoebus had hid his head, and horned Cynthia shined in his stead, Adonis that time had possessed my brain, then to a tavern I straight took my way, where was good Canary, as I did hear say, to put me into a pleasant vein. And as I passed along in the dark, one in disgrace unto my face slandered my honesty of old Hyde Park. What though your courtiers appear here in bravery, must it be a bolster unto their knavery? There's private corners for them in the court. Your ladies of the court, are they not neat ones? I surely that they be, and very feet ones. Yet come they not hither to play at love's sport. They can point places if it be their mind, more fit than this to play and kiss, than judge of Hyde Park, no worse than you find. What though your ladies all of the land come riding hither forth of the strand? They come out to take the air, and so are gone. I dare not boldly say that they come there to play, as they pass on the way in rich garments and gay. What's harm's this, I pray? I can find none. Each one hath time enough at her own home. For you know what, no hurt in that. They to Hyde Park to do it need never come. Truth is, your merchant's wife sometime come hither, like loving little rogues kindly together. It's not as fit for them as 'tis for many. Their husbands give them a spare time for walking. Ships are not sound, they know, without good chalking. For ill that they do here, I do not know any. Let not Hyde Park be so much scandalized, and made a bar to women's fraud. You that have done this, be better advised. The honest country girls sometimes resort here. Think not amiss of them, they make no sport here. They take more pleasure to dance or a green, or at a wits and ale to be wooed plainly. With a true country lad no word spoke vainly, though in Hyde Park now and then they'll be seen. 'Tis nearer it more dishonest for them, therefore I'll still say they do ill, that do so honest a lay so condemn.